Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Welcome everybody to the Creative Podcast. I'm of course your host, Andrew Hunter. And of course, I want to first say thank you so much for downloading, subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher, rating and reviewing. If you haven't already, please take a moment, rate and review the show. It means the world to me. I've actually been getting a lot of positive feedback about the show in the last few weeks. I'll actually go into a little bit about that in just a second. But if you have not already, please go on iTunes, Stitcher, leave ratings, leave reviews. Tell your friends, your enemies, whoever you want about the podcast. I really hope that it will help whoever listens to it. Of course, we're all about creativity here, guys, on the show. I'm all about helping you build the creativity that's already inside of you. So with that being said, guys, positive feedback about the show this week, actually. I had a good friend of mine that was actually from high school. His name's Chris, and Chris is probably listening right now. I have a big shout out to Chris right now because he actually really helped encourage me this last week in my podcast. But with that being said, what's nice about getting a message from a guy like Chris is I haven't talked to him in probably 10 years, but he was saying that, you know, to him, he sees me as one of the still the good people out there, and that's good and bad because there should be a lot more good people out there that he is running into, but unfortunately he's not. So with that being said, I want to encourage all of you, and I challenge everyone listening to the show right now, be the positive change. We've talked about this before on a few episodes. Be the positive change that needs to happen in the world. On the show, I'm all about positivity. I want to try and make a positive impact on everybody's life that I come in contact with. Am I always successful? Heck no. Not even a chance. Not even close. But I'm always striving to be at my best at all times because it's important to me that I'm portraying a positive message to everyone through creativity and just through good human kindness. It's really important to me. So with that being said, let's actually get into the topic for the day. I don't have a special guest this week, but I should be having some more. I actually had 3 or 4 people actually contact me about being on the show, which is really cool. But with that being said, let's get into the topic for the day. And actually, it's a really simple topic, and it's about keeping it simple. It's really very difficult to keep your creativity simple. You know, I'm not saying you can't go outside the box. We talked about that before, even with Brandon, I believe this last week. If you haven't listened to that podcast already with Brandon Jenkins, it's a great, 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 great episode. Go check it out. But on the show today, keeping it simple. A lot of people use the acronym KISS, Keep It Simple Stupid. I'm not going to call you stupid because you're not. You're listening to the show and that's an awesome thing to do. But the thing I do want to tell you is you do want to keep it simple. Anytime you are creating something, you don't need to throw everything that you have at a project. Because if you put out everything you have in the first project that you ever do, first of all, your project's going to get diluted because you're trying everything. You're just throwing stuff at a wall and seeing what sticks. Go in with a purpose. Go in with a plan and keep it simple. Keep it to the point. You know, let's say, for instance, I'm going to go take a portrait of someone. I walk in with an idea in mind, or I walk in and talk to my subject and say, what are your needs, what are you looking for, how can I best accommodate what you're looking for in this portrait? And then we come up with a game plan. I said, okay, let's do this on this kind of background with this kind of lighting. We'll try a couple different ways, but this is kind of my idea, and this is kind of my secondary idea. So I try to give a couple options. But I always walk in with a specific goal in mind or a specific shot in mind. I actually do something called visualization, and this is something that I believe Ansel Adams did, the great landscape photographer, not portrait photographer. He did some great portraits too, but very well known for his work in the Yosemite National Park. If you're listening to the show and you have not heard of Ansel Adams, pause the show. We'll wait for you. Pause the show and go look up Ansel Adams on Google. He is honestly one of my favorite photographers that has passed away, at least, you know, not an active photographer. He's just one of my favorite photographers in general, but definitely someone worth looking at his work. I have a book full of his work here in my house. It's just amazing. Very, very, very cool stuff. But he actually employed something called visualization with his work. He was using film. So unfortunately, we have a kind of an advantage over him, sort of. He was using film, so he wouldn't be able to see his exact picture right away, which is kind of scary to think of. If you thought, you know, I'm having a little bit of anxiety thinking about that right now. But if you're going to he would go out and spend weeks out in the forest waiting, you know, or days, or, you know, he would travel and hike for a couple days to go out and photograph these certain places he wanted to go photograph. Because it would take a few days hike to get there. He would camp and all that. And he wouldn't be able to see the photo he got before he would go back home to develop it. So he might mess up a lot. But the thing about it is, if you can visualize what you're trying to do and you go out with a certain purpose and you stick to that purpose and you keep it simple, you're going to have a lot better success. The other thing is too, like I said before, if you throw everything that you have at a project right off the bat, you're leaving nothing left for your next project. You know, I was actually listening to a drummer the other day on a podcast. It was a jazz podcast I listened to. It's from a radio show, and they just put it in podcast form to listen to, you know, for download, which is great. It's a great, great show if you like jazz. I don't have the specific name of it right now. If you're interested in it, send me over a message on Twitter at The Creative Pod, and I'll be more than happy to forward that over to you. But one of the things that I noticed on this show, I was listening to one of these musicians. I'm not going to tell you the name because, first, I don't know, but second, I don't want to tell you the name. I don't want to bash this certain musician, but this is just an idea overall. But I've talked about guitarists before, but I'm going to call it drummers because that's actually kind of how I started as a musician. But, you know, drummers or percussionists are sometimes one of the worst at not keeping it simple. There's something to be said for a really solid, you know, drum beat. Boom, cap, boom, cap, boom, cap, boom, cap. Something just simple like that can do so much for a piece of music. You know, there are so many drummers out there, and you can go on YouTube and type in awesome drummers, and the videos that come up, yeah, they're great, but they're just doing all these, like, different fills and all this stuff, and there's not as much musicality. There's something to be said for a simple four on the floor, you know, four bass drum beats, one, two, three, four, and snare drum on two and four, and a little hi-hat. There's something to be said about, let's think about Billie Jean from Michael Jackson. That's kind of that feel. Boom, doom, cap, boom, boom, cap, boom, cap, boom, boom, cap, boom. All right, so that's something. I'm terrible at singing. Sorry if you're listening to this, but the thing about it is, it's something very simple. And what I really wanted to address was keeping it simple allows you to build a great foundation for your creativity, and that's really, really important because everything that you build upon needs to support the next thing above it. So if you throw everything you have at a project, there you have a higher potential of failure because your project's just going to topple over and you're just trying to balance all these different things that you aren't able to balance yet. It's okay to not be able to do everything in the creative space that you're living in. I promise you, it is okay. There are things that I cannot do in the space that I'm living in because I am not to that point or that level yet, okay? With that being said, it doesn't mean that you can't get to that point. But it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a matter of weeks. It might happen in a matter of months. I don't want you to feel discouraged and think, oh, why just forget it? Why would I even try? The point is, you trying and you succeeding and getting better at what you're trying to accomplish, you're gonna see incremental gains. You know, it might be small at first, but look at every little victory as that next little level, that next notch in your belt for what you're trying to get to. It's really important. I see so many creative people, again, they're trying to, instead of building a great foundation to build upon, they're just trying to just throw everything out there they can and hope to impress someone. I'm not impressed by, you know, someone throwing everything they have into a drum beat. I'm more impressed with seeing someone have the restraint and the knowledge of what is going to work best to accomplish the song that's out there and it's being played. That I have more respect for. So really think about that next time you're trying to create something. If you're trying to do a painting, you know, I'm not really into the avant-garde weird paintings. It's just not for me. If that's your thing, that's great. I love a simple, okay, let's be really corny right now. I'm a big fan of Bob Ross. I've tried to emulate his work. I'm not a great painter. We've talked about this before. I'm terrible, actually. But I've actually have learned something from watching Bob Ross, and I've seen little incremental gains in my technique, but it's not great, but I try to keep it simple. You know, work on every time you go to create something, use what you're great at as a foundation. And as you're building your skills in the areas you're not great at, you know, as you have a success, try that a little bit. You know, the worst thing that can happen is you're going to fail a little bit and maybe have to just roll it back. But if you have a smooth foundation to build upon with your creativity and you have that solid foundation to grow, it's so important. Then this is the thing. I used to teach private drum set lessons, and my students would get bored. And that was a little bit of, I was just a little young at the time, and they were also very young. And it's one of those things that I so wanted them to have proper technique and proper skills to have lay the foundation that they're like, I just want to play a drum set. I just want to play it. What does this thing do? I just want to hit that. But I needed to go about it in a different way at that time in my life. Now I could go back and show and be able to apply, okay, this is why we're learning right, left, right, left, right. Because then you're going to need this to do this around the drum set. So again, keeping it simple. I'm not saying you have to just do just only easy creativity projects, but understand that there's a layer of simplicity to everything that you need to do. But also for me, I usually tackle things in layers. So I'll usually start with one layer and then I'll build upon that. So every picture, like we talked about before, if I was going to go in and create a photograph, I would start with maybe the background, or I'd start with maybe the foreground, what have you. It kind of depends on what I'm going for. So, you know, whatever's the hardest part to accomplish, that's usually the part of the picture I try to accomplish first. So if I need to really get the background set correctly with a certain lighting style or a certain gel or something like that to really get the color the right way or the texture the right way, I usually work on that first if it's the harder part, and then I can add in my subject light to really help with that. You know, same thing for if you're working on graphic design. If you're having a hard time doing something, work on the harder part first, because then you could fill in the rest of the easy parts later. And that's something I was not good at as a student. I've actually talked about being a student recently because I've been photographing a lot of graduates, but I was a terrible student because I would do all the easy stuff first. I would play the music and I would do all that stuff. All the stuff I was good at, I'd do that. And I'd always, quote unquote, run out of time to do all the hard stuff. And that was not fair to me. It wasn't fair to my teachers. Wasn't fair to anyone that was depending on me to be good at the hard stuff. I was great at the easy stuff, but the hard stuff, forget it. I'm not doing it. So really, again, the point of today's show is to just keep it simple. But really work on work on the things that you're not good at, but also maintain what you're good at as a foundation for building upon for later. So again, it's a really simple podcast for today, obviously, but it's something I really think people need to stop and think about. Also, you know, with drummers too, like I said, this is just good for any creative person, but with drummers especially, I just hear so many drummers just trying to add too much to the song. Just chill out. Just relax. Just groove. If you can't bob your head to what you're playing, you're not doing it right. Same thing with creativity. If it doesn't make you feel good, you're not doing it right. If it doesn't elicit some kind of response from you or from someone around you, you're not doing it right. We are here to create positive change in the world. But also, you're here to create positive change in your own life. And like I said, I do this show for myself as well as the people that are listening. I'm not trying to be vain. I listen back to this show. I was actually talking about it with one of my coworkers today. I've listened back to a show I did a month ago and got something different out of it than I did the time I recorded it and listened to it right then. Because life changes. Life morphs and changes and goes about it in different paths. But again, if you lay a foundation, you can always work from that foundation. You can always come back to square one. All right? So just keep it simple. Everything you do, keep it simple. Your message that you're trying to portray to your audience, whether it be, you know, on Twitter or Facebook, keep your messaging simple. You know, if you're a photographer, keep your photography simple. Don't try to do too much because then you're just going to muddy up the message. And that's something that's really important as a creative person, okay? With that being said, guys, on the show coming up next week, I do hope to have a special guest. If not, I'm actually going to have something really cool happening. As you're listening to this, probably, I've already done a... I'm actually going to be trying to do... This is just in the works. This is nothing's really, you know, concrete at the moment. But I'm actually going to try to do a live show at some point on Blab, on a service called Blab. Or I'm going to test it out. If that doesn't work out, I might do something on Facebook Live. Either way, I will let you guys know ahead of time on the Facebook page, but also on my personal Twitter, at ALHProPhoto, and on the Creative Podcast Twitter, at The Creative Pod. So keep an eye on there. If you're not already following me on any of those platforms, please do so. Of course, also rate and review the show. But also, either way, please send in questions to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com, because that's actually what I'm going to be doing with the live show. I'm going to do kind of a Q&A, answer any questions that people might have, go over anything that anybody wants me to answer. Anything's up for grabs. If you have a question, please send it into thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. So even if you can't make it into the actual live stream, live podcast, I'll still be able to answer questions even so from you. So please do send those in at thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. And of course, follow me on Twitter at thecreativepod. My own personal Twitter is ALHProPhoto. You can find me on either one of those. And of course, the Facebook page. And of course, please, 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 if you're not already subscribed to the show, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher. And by the way, we're also on Google Play Music now, so you can download the show there. But please rate and review wherever you listen to the show. And other than that, guys, I look forward to seeing you guys next week. And I look forward to helping encourage you more to be a more creative person, but also to keep it simple. But stay creative, guys. Thanks. Have a good day.